Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos and again, Erev Rosh Hashanah. We are poised to enter the new year. This is considered a tremendous chosh, the Shabbos Kodesh class. It's my last year of 5782. So, not an accident that Hashem arranged it, that it should be about Heilige Shabbos. I want to thank our anonymous sponsor very, very much and her family for their continued commitment throughout this entire year, to inspiring us all to reach higher levels in our Ahava Shabbos and our Shmira Shabbos and our Zechira Shabbos. It really brings a chuyos tova to you and your entire family for a kesiva, a chasima tova, and only simcha and nachas and good health in the new year. And the Baruch Hashem should help us to reach even greater depths of Ahava Shabbos and Shmira Shabbos in the new year. Be'ezras Hashem, with the permission of the sponsor, I would like to dedicate this year's Zechus Refuah Shalema. I'm sure many of you have heard that Dr. J. Bienenfeld is having his kidney transplant this morning. A few weeks ago, there were signs over. There was a big awareness day and drive in the community to find a match. So it seems that they did. The surgery was this morning. So it should be a Zechus Refuah and a successful transplant procedure for Yehoshua David Ben Frimit. Yehoshua David Ben Frimit, who is the recipient, and the donor is Yosef Eliyahu Ben Chaya Lea. May the surgery be successful, may both the donor and the recipient be healthy, and may Hashem guide the doctor's hand for a successful transplant procedure. This morning for Dr. J. Bienenfeld, Ezras Hashem. I also see that my father-in-law is joining us, so it's just my father-in-law who is in shir this morning. So let's begin. I have a beautiful, 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 beautiful brand new shir prepared. Baruch Hashem. So I have to tell you a crazy story. There's a lot of hashgacha this shir. I don't know. It's something about Shabbos or in the schus of those who participate in the schus of Shabbos Kodesh, the sponsor. It's unbelievable. Earlier Tuesday this week, okay, I'll just start with screen sharing. Actually, let's just get right into shir. Okay? There we go. Okay. Could you say I'm in Devar and Paraglamet? Yes, very good. Okay, so earlier this week, Tuesday evening, I was teaching a small class, and we were talking about this week's parsha. This week's parsha is Nitzavim. This parak that you see on the screen is from Parshas Nitzavim, which is read in Shul Erev Hashana. This is the parsha of the week. So it talks a lot about teshuva. And the Mefarshim and the commentators, if you learn through the parak in depth with the Mefarshim, it's really very strongly focused on teshuva. And you can just see that from the focus of the root word. And I'm going to just point it out to you. So this is Devarim Parak Lamed Pasuk Aleph. Okay, it will be when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse that I place before you, Vahashe Vosa, and you will return, you will repent unto your heart, where when you are amongst the nations where God scattered you. Pasuk Beis Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, you will return unto the Lord your God, you will listen to his voice, like everything that I command you, you and your sons, with all your heart, with all your soul. Vishav, and God will return Shavusha, your captivity, and he will have mercy upon you. Vishav, we will return and will gather you from all the nations we are scattered. You could see why the Mefarshim explained that this parak is all about Teshuvah. In the first three psukim, we have Vahashevosa, Vishavta, Vishav, Shavuscha, Vishav. Five times the root word for repentance is used in the first three verses. If you are scattered to the ends of the earth, from there God will gather you. He will bring you to the land that your forefathers took possession. You will take possession. God will circumcise your heart on the heart of your children. The Baal term says, Esavavcha v'esavav, Roshe Tevos Elo. Pasuches v'ata tashuv, and you will repent, you will return. Okay, and pasuk tes ki yashuv Hashem l'sus elecha. When you return unto God, God will return unto you. Pasuk yid ki tashuv el Hashem elokecha b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshecha. You will return unto God with all your heart, with all your soul. So by the time you get up to pasuk yid aleph, which says this mitzvah is not a wonder from you, it's not far away from you. Verse 14, because the matter is very close to you in your heart and in your mouth and in your heart to do. By the time you get up to there, so the Mefarshim explain what mitzvah is very close to you, the mitzvah of teshuva. Look how many times the word has been used in this parak, this concept of teshuva. And it struck me Tuesday night as I was in the middle of teaching this class that not only is the root word for teshuva being stressed here, but you can see it differently, which is that it is the same root word as Shabbos. I was mamish in the middle of speaking, and I said, oh my goodness, I said, because I was saying, which mitzvah is not far from you? The mitzvah of, I don't know, I start this mitzvah, I said, is it the mitzvah of Shabbos? And then he said, wait a minute, Shabbos, when you shorten the root word of Shabbos, which means cessation, like are we stressed, to a two-letter root, the root of Shabbos to a two-letter root is Shav, Shin Bet, the letter Shin Bet, which are Shabbos, are also, coincidentally, or totally not, the same root words as Teshuvah. Furthermore, so Shabbos is really the ultimate repentance, which is what we're going to be exploring in today's class. Not only that, but it's even clearer because the first time the root word is used in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Av, Vahashe Vosa, there it is, Shin Vaha Vav He Shavat. You see it. Second time it's used, Vishavta Vav, and then the word Shavat. So there's a clear connection between the concept, not the concept, the institution, the gift of Shabbos and Teshuvah. And I did a lot of, I don't want to use the word research, that sounds like Chas V'Sham, a college paper, learning to prepare this amazing shir. And there is very strong connection between Shabbos and Teshuvah. And therefore, it is not an accident that the Shirashim are the same at all, which has mamish occurred to me in the middle of speaking Tuesday night. And then I realized that there has to be something much deeper going on here. There is something much deeper going on here. So I knew that I wanted to focus on Shabbos and Teshuvah and the connection between them, and I was trying to find sources, and I was looking into it, and I was struggling a little bit. I hadn't yet, Hashem hadn't guided me yet along the wrong path. So I said, Michal, just look in the Sefer. This is not a joke. I actually had tears in my eyes when this happened. Okay, I'm really not joking. I was mamish, like, I was dumbfounded. One of my kids came into the kitchen. My desk is in the kitchen, you know, the side. Sometimes there's a little desk there. So she said, Mommy, what's wrong? So I said, nothing's wrong. Like, I was so astonished. No, really, I had tears in my eyes. She said, what's wrong? I said, nothing's wrong. It's something about the shir. So she said, something's wrong with the shir. I said, no. So I said, Michal, just look into the Sefer. See where you're up to in the Sefer, because I'm struggling. I'm not able to find sources. I'm not making headway into this connection between Shabbos and Teshuvah, even though I knew there had to be a connection between Shabbos and Teshuvah, because if you learn with Michal Arts, you know that we always focus on Shorashim. Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh hold the key to uncovering the Yesod HaTorah and the secrets of Torah. So I knew it's not an accident that Hashem made the root of Shabbos and Teshuvah the same. I couldn't find the connection. So I was really, I don't know, Hashem hadn't yet granted me the clarity on the Pokech Ivrim, but I knew that there was a connection. So I said, just look in the Sefer. Okay? So I don't know how many of you actually have the Sefer at home. I know that I, the sponsor, have the Sefer at home. We happen to be on page 55 in the middle of the page. This is not a joke. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up. I was so dumbfounded. I had tears in my eyes. And my daughter actually walked into the kitchen and she said, Mommy, what's wrong? And I said, nothing's wrong. I said something about the shir and prepare. She said, so what's wrong? I'm going to read to you exactly where we're up to in the Sefer. Now, you have to remember that the past three classes we weren't in the Sefer because we did a gevaldic piece of the Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha Koin Midavins. We did an unbelievable piece by the Meshech Chochma on Zohar, Shamar, first generation, second generation, and the two meanings of Shabbos, Maaseh Bereishis and Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you missed it, I highly suggest to go back on Mayu Torah and listen to those three shirim. So it happened to be that that piece took me 3 weeks. I want you to hear where the Sefer is up to. When a Jew comes home, I'm quoting, okay, someone asked what Sefer, Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, making the most of Shabbos Kodesh, Rav Shimshon Pinchas, insights into Shabbos Kodesh. When a Jew comes home on Shabbos evening, I'm on page 55. This is exactly where we're up to, where we stopped before we did those last three classes, which delved into Shamar, Zachar. When a Jew comes home on Shabbos evening, he raises a Kiddush cup, and he says, Vayechu HaShemayim V'Arts V'Chol Tzva'am. He is declaring Hashem is the creator of everything, and thus merits atonement for a sin. So the first thing I read was atonement for a sin. I thought, oh, this is strange. I'm like one sentence in, atonement for sin. As if he is offered karbanos on the base of Mikdash. Thus, one of the first things that happens on Shabbos to a Jew is that his sins are erased. That's the next thing I read. I said, oh, this is so interesting. Atonement for sin, his sins are erased. Here I want to talk about the Teshuvah and Shabbos. Then I continue reading. On Shabbos, Hashem considers us perfect tzaddikim who have never sinned. Therefore, on Shabbos, the Korban Musaf contains two sheep. There is no goat offering. There's no need for a goat offering because there's no sin on Shabbos. How can this be? Page 56. Sins are committed when a person feels the world belongs to him and he could do what he pleases. Otherwise, you wouldn't sin. If you remember Hashem is the Borei, you wouldn't sin. But when a person stands up and declares over a cup of wine that the world has a creator and the world has a ruler, a Borei and a Melech, he understands it's out of the question to act contrary to God's will. Why do we recite Vayuchulu over wine? If a person stands up and he says, Hashem created the heavens and earth, perhaps he's just a philosopher, expressing a lofty idea, but he doesn't live by them. But if he declares his belief that Hashem is the creator, the sustainer, the ruler over a cup of wine, he solidifies his declaration. He declares, just like the wine that I'm drinking is real, so too the declaration is real. I'm not just a philosopher saying thoughts. I'm living this life. The fact that Hashem created the world is much as a reality to him as the wine he drinks. So the wine is a reality. Hashem is the bore is a reality. The kiddush is a reality. Hashem is the one who took us out of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a reality. The moment we realize we are in Hashem's hand, there's no more sin. We're in Hashem's house, in his embrace. Everything is different now. So he's talking about this idea that Shabbos cleanses us from sin. On Shabbos, there's no sin. There's no korban chatas on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we admit to the supremacy of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now he goes on. So I was already thinking, wow, this is pretty amazing. But listen to this. When I was a young yeshiva bachar, I once heard a certain speaker who gave on top... When I was a young yeshiva bachar, I once heard a certain speaker who gave a talk on Shabbos, on the Shabbos, on, oh my gosh. When I was a young, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, when I was a young yeshiva bachar, I once heard a certain speaker who gave a talk on Shabbos on the subject of teshuva. I said to him, but we're not supposed to do teshuva on Shabbos. I meant to say we don't recite vidui on Shabbos. He chuckled and said, Shabbos is not a day of teshuvah. On the contrary, Shabbos is all about returning to Hashem. Of course, we don't say vidui on Shabbos, but that's because Shabbos itself brings us close to Hashem, just like teshuvah brings us close to Hashem. So at this point, I was like, I can't explain. We don't understand. Tuesday, I realized, going through that parak in my class, Shavat is the root word being used here. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. This has to do something with Shabbos. If you show on the shores of Shabbos, then to two letters it's Shin Bet, just like the shores of Teshuvah. This has to be something to Teshuvah and Shabbos. And when I was preparing this year, I was a little bit stuck because I couldn't find the source that could connect us to Shabbos and Teshuvah. I knew there had to be a source because I knew Shorashim are not an accident. They're never an accident. So I was a little bit at an impasse. So I said, Michal, just look, see where you're up to in the Sefer. And this is where I was up to in the Sefer. No, I was really crying. I'm not joking. Okay? I'm not joking. Now listen to what Rav Pinchas says. Chazal say, just as the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah is a special time of dear, yeah, Chaya Parkov. Yeah, my daughter came into the kitchen. She said, Mommy, what's wrong? I said, nothing. Chazal say, this is literally the next sentence. Just as the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, I'm not like, had we not done those three classes on the Meshech Chachma and Shomer and Zarcha, I wouldn't be up to here now. It's not normal. This is not normal. You could come to Shir for this part of the story, and now you could leave, and you say, Dayenu, but please don't. Because after I read the Sefer, Hashem helped me find the sources that I was looking for. Chazal say that just as the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, I am not lying, is a special time, Dir Shu Hashem Behimatzo. This is a pasuk that's said all the time in Allah on the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. Here it is. Seek God where he may be found. And prayers offered during these 10 days do not go unanswered. So too, regarding Shabbos, praying on Shabbos is like praying on Yom Kippur. It's not normal that we're up to here in the Sefer. Do you understand? Praying on Shabbos is like praying on Yom Kippur. That means Hashem planned the entire year where we finished every shiur of Shabbos Kodesh year in 5782, so that I should be up to here today. Praying on Shabbos is like praying on Yom Kippur. It has a special power. Just like with Teshuvah, there's no sin. On Shabbos, there is not even a hint of sin. Top of page 57. Because it is written, evil cannot dwell within you. Pasuk from Tehillim. In other words, there is no sin where Hashem is. So just like Teshuvah is the absence of sin, so that's where God is. Shabbos, which shares the same root of Teshuvah, is the absence of sin, so that's where God is. In other words, there's no sin where Hashem is. All darkness evaporates in the presence of such light. What light? The light of Shabbos and the light of Teshuvah. Once a week, we live in Hashem's house. Just like when we repent, we live in Hashem's house. Which is crazy, because what do we say in Chof Zayin of Tehillim? Twice a day, this entire period, Shifti Beveis Hashem. Kol Yimei Chayei Lach, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem. What does King David say? Acha Shalti Meis Hashem Osa Avakei Shiv. You're saying this twice a day. If you say Davin Hashem Erev Yishi after you daven like you're supposed to. Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei Lach Sos Benom Hashem Elvaka Bechalo. King David says Shifti Beveis Hashem. What does Shifti spell? Spells Shabbos and spells out the root of Teshuvah. Shifti Beveis Hashem. What does Rav Shimshon Pinchas say? Once a week, we live in Hashem's house. Shifti beveis Hashem. He doesn't refer to Pasuk of Zion of Parak of Zion of Tehillim, but clear. Once a week we live in Hashem's house. That's what King David says. I want to live in your house, Hashem. Shifti v'veis Hashem koi mechaya. How can we access living in Hashem's house? Two things. One, Shmirah Shabbos. Two, Teshuvah. V'shavta Hashem Elokecha. Shifti. It's crazy. The root is the exact same. This is literally where we're up to in the Sefer. I'm not making up one word. Those of you who have the Sefer and I gave you the pages can testify ha'idosi b'chem hayam ha'shamayim v'sa'aretz can testify that Micha Arts is not making this up. We now go after I went into the Sefer. I said, Micha, just go into the Sefer. Then Hashem gave me Baruch Hashem the Derech and the Siyata D'Shmaya to find the sources that I was looking for. So we already left the Perek Lamed, which is really where this whole shir began in my mind on Tuesday night when I realized that there's something going on between Shabbos and Teshuvah. Okay, so now we go to the handout that I prepared for you. Let me just find it. Here we go. Okay, can you see it says Tehillim Tzadi Beis Tehillim 92 on top of my screen? Yes? Okay, very good. This is the capital of Tehillim that we recite on Friday night, right after the Chadodi. If you open up your Siddur immediately after the Chadodi, the first capital of Tehillim is Mizmar Shir L'Yam HaShabbos. Right? That is what you see here on page 1 of my handout. This is the whole capital of Tehillim. We're not going to go through the whole capital of Tehillim. Now, you could open up your art scroll or Quran like I did and read the whole Tehillim with the English translation. If you're interested, we just don't have time. But this is the Tehillim that is recited right after the Chadodi every week for the Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay? Furthermore, interestingly, the halach is when a festival or Chol HaMoed falls on Shabbos, most congregations begin Kabbalah Shabbos here. So that means even if it's a Yom Tov or a Chol HaMoed, this capital of Tehillim is still being recited to usher in the Shabbos. Okay, Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, a song, Mizmar, a Zemer, and a Shir. I have a piece where Rav Schwab Zatzal speaks about the difference between Zemer and Shir, but that's not for today's class. Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, a Zemer and a Shir for the day of Shabbos. Tov l'hodos l'Hashem, it is good to give thanks to God, u'lezamer l'shimcha elyon, and to sing to his exalted name. L'hagid b'boker chastecha, to tell his kindness in the morning, v'emunascha b'leilos, and to tell about God's emunah in the evening, with alei asar v'alei nave, alei higayam b'chiner, with different kinds of musical instruments, a harp, and a string, and a kinor, what's a kinor, a flute? All different kinds of music, a harp, okay? 10-string instrument. It's called different instruments. Kisimach tani Hashem b'falach. I rejoice, God, in your works. B'maseh yadach arnein. I will sing by the work of your hand. Ma'gadu ma'asecha Hashem. How great are your works, Hashem. Ma'ara mukam ma'achshav asecha. How deep are your thoughts. Okay, a man in the forest cannot understand. A fool cannot understand. How rasha'im, how the wicked can sprout like grass. You are exalted, God. Behold your enemies, Hashem. Behold your enemies will be lost. We have to go. Tzadik katamar yifrach. I said 2 nights ago why a tzadik is like a tamar, a day tree. Okay. This is the whole capital. We went through a number of the psukim. Let's go to Yalkut Shimoni to Tehillim 92. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful medrash. This is the connection I was looking for that I was not able to find until I went into the Sefer and I said, just, you're at an impasse anyway. So look at the Sefer and see where you're up to. It's not normal. Yalkut Shimoni to Tehillim 92. Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem. That's the capital Tzadi Beis that we recite after the Chadodi. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach. Ra'u ki Hashem Nasan L'Chem HaShabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Hashem says, see that Hashem gave you the Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Re'u ki Hashem nasan lechem HaShabbos. Mahu Re'u. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, see that God gave you the Shabbos? What do you mean, see? Amar Rabbi Ami Margalisa, Dehevis Lechon, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Askos Hol Shabbos Kafur. So Rabbi Ami Margalisa, maybe Rabbi Ami from Margalisa, a place called Margalisa, I'm not sure. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Kol Askashol Shabbos Kafal." Everything about Shabbos is doubled. What do you mean? Everything about Shabbos is doubled. Omra Kafal Shenemar Shnei HaOmer LaEchad. How much mon you got for Shabbos was doubled. Every day you got one Omer LaGo last. The mon first fell in Parshas Beshach, Perek Tezayin of Shemos. Every day you got one Omer LaGilgolas, and if you tried to leave it over, it became wormy and it rotted. But when it came to Yom Shishi, you got a double portion. Why was there a double portion? There was one for Yom Shishi and one for Yom HaShabbos. So Shnei HaOmer LaEchad, everyone got two portions. Karbana Kafal, not only was the man doubled, but the carbon of Shabbos was doubled. Shenemar, Ubiyom HaShabbos, Shnei kevasim b'nei shana tamimim. On Shabbos, can you bring two lambs as the offering within the first year? Pure. Not one, two. So the Omer of Man was doubled. The Korban of Shabbos is doubled. However, unshakafel, oh, the punishment of Shabbos for someone who desecrates the Shabbos is also doubled. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Mechalaleh mos yumas. It's a doubling of the punishment. So the reward for keeping Shabbos is doubled. You're going to see that. That's the next sentence in the Medrash. But the punishment is doubled. So the man is doubled, the korban is doubled, the punishment is doubled. Matan scharan kafel, but you should also know, the reward for keeping Shabbos is also doubled. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, "Vekarasel Shabbos Oneg." The Kadosh Hashem mechubar. You should have Oneg Shabbos and Kibbutz Shabbos. This is a doubling of the pleasure, the delight, and the schar of keeping Shabbos. You will call Shabbos an Oneg. Oh, my son Shmuel is calling from yeshiva. He dorms. He doesn't have a cell phone. I have no way to reach him. You know, I never, ever, 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 ever pick up the phone in the middle of shiur, but he doesn't have a phone and he dorms. He hasn't been home for over 2 weeks. He's coming home later, and I don't have a way to reach him, so I don't know if he needs something about the arrangements of coming home. I apologize. Really, I apologize. Matan Tzchar and Kafel. The reward of Shabbos is Kafel, and the only reason my cell phone is here is because it's my recorder. That's the only reason it's here in the first place. Okay? The Karasa the Shabbos Oneg, the Kadosh Hashem Mechubad, so you'll call Shabbos an Oneg. And also, those are holy to God, Mechubad will be honored. So you have Oneg Shabbos, Kibbutz Shabbos, as Haroseha Kufulos. Also, the warnings of Shabbos are Kafel. This is what we just spent the past month, not month, well, we mean every other week, so however long it took us, learning. Shamar Siyama Shabbos, Zachar Siyama Shabbos. So there's two aspects of Shabbos. The warning of Shabbos, Zachar, remember, Mashal Chachamik explains, first generation, Zechel Bria Sa'olam. Shamar, second generation, Zechel Yetzias Kontrayim. So the warning of Shabbos is also Kafel, Shamar and Zachar. Mizmora Kafel. And the Zemir, the song of Shabbos, is also doubled. Mizmor Shir, L'Yom HaShabbos. So the first thing we learn from the Medrash is that everything, based on this Kapitel of Tehillim, Mizmor Shir. You see, the Kapitel begins with the word Mizmor, and then it says Shir. Maybe it should just say Mizmor L'Yom HaShabbos. Or, Lam Netzeich LeDavid, Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. You have a mizmor and you have a shir, so there's a double aspect of singing to God. So the first thing we learned is that everything about Shabbos is kafel. There's a shnei omer, everyone gets a double portion of mat. There is a double korban. There is a double punishment. There is a double reward. There is a double warning, that's Zachar and Shamar. And finally, the song of Shabbos is doubled because we say mizmor and shir liyom HaShabbos. Thank you, Hashem, for guiding me, because this is what I was looking for. Amar Rabbi Levi, and now I underlined this for you. You see, I underlined this for you. When was this kapitel composed? Who was the, David HaMelech was the redactor, but not all of the kapitel of Tehillim, you have the 10 that Moshe composed, not all were composed by originally David HaMelech. Some of them were composed by other authors. When, we know Esther Malka, for example, said, oh no, forget, that's not relevant. Amar Rabbi Levi said, HaMizmor HaZeh Adam HaRishon Amro. Rabbi Levi says that this Mizmor, chapter 92 of Tehillim, Adam HaRishon said it. When did Adam, now by the way, this is also relevant very much to Rosh Hashanah, because Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, he also sinned on Rosh Hashanah, which is very relevant to this Medrash. Okay, what happens? Let's just remember, it's Rosh Hashanah. God creates Adam Rishon. Every year on Rosh Hashanah, he creates us anew in the pattern in which he created Adam Rishon. On the first Rosh Hashanah, Adam sinned. God presents himself to Adam to do teshuvah. Adam does not do teshuvah. What does Adam say? It wasn't me, it was you. It wasn't me, it was the woman. The woman says it was the snake. Nobody wants to accept any responsibility. So the first Rosh Hashanah, they dropped the ball and they did not successfully repent. The next sin in the Torah is the first murder in the Torah. Oy vey. Perek Dalet, Cain kills Hevel, he's jealous, Hevel's offering is accepted, of wool from the sheep, and Cain's offering of flax is not accepted, and there's the first murder in the world. Unlike Adam, Cain did teshuvah. Gadol, avoni, minso, is my sin too great to bear, and he did teshuvah. Let's look. Amar Rabbi Levi, HaMizmor HaZeh Adam HaRishon Amru. This kapitel of Tehillim that we recite every Kabbalah Shabbos to bring in Shabbos Kodesh, Adam HaRishon composed it. Paga Adam HaRishon B'Kayin. So it happened one day that Adam met Kayin. Amr, he said, Tim couldn't have been too hard for his other father and son. Second of all, how many people exactly were there in the world? Amarle, ma na'ase bidincha. So Adam says to Cain, let me hear what happened. What was your din? My din was I made man mortal. My din was I got kicked out of the Garden of Eden with your mother. What about you? My din is I have to work by the sweat of my brow. What about your din? Amarle, asisi teshuva. Cain said, oh, I don't know. I did. I repented. Viniftarti, and I was potter. I repented. And now I'm potter from the sin. Hischa Adam Arishan mitafech al panav. And Adam Arishan, I'm not sure what the word mitafech means. If you know, you could help me out here. Okay? Whether he fell on his face or he smacked his face. Clearly, Adam was very taken aback. We could still understand the message of the Medrash. If anyone knows what the word mitafech means, you're welcome to post it in the chat, please. Okay? Hischa Adam Arishan mitafech. Adam was like overcome al panav, on his face. Amar, kachu gadol kocha shel teshuvah. Wow, how great is the power of teshuvah. V'lo ha'yisi odeya. I didn't know. Miyad amad Adam harishon v'amar. Immediately Adam harishon stood up, and what did he say? Mizmor shir liyam hashabbos. What did he say? Mizmor shir. Kachu gadol kocho shel teshuvah. If that's a great teshuva is, I will compose a song to Shabbos. Shabbos, teshuva. There's a very strong connection between Shabbos and teshuva. And in fact, when did Adam HaRishon sing a song of teshuva? No. When did Adam HaRishon sing a song of Shabbos? When he understood how great is the power of repentance. That's when he sang the song, Mizmar Shir Liyam HaShabbos. Only when he learned about the Koach HaTeshuvah, Vishavta Ad Hashem Elkecha Vishamata Bekolo, Vishav Hashem Elkecha Eshevuzcha V'richamecha. Only when he learned the power of Teshuvah, that Adam HaRishon said, Mizmar Shir Liyam HaShabbos. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, on Shabbos there isn't even a hint of sin. Just like on with Teshuvah there's no hint of sin, so to a Shabbos there's no hint of sin. In other words, there's no sin where Hashem is. So just like Shabbos is where Hashem is, remember we've quoted before, on Yom Tov, a Jew goes to Hashem's house, but on Shabbos, Hashem comes to your house, says Rav Salvechuk. When Hashem is in your house, there's no sin, that's Shabbos. When you do Teshuvah, you're in Hashem's house, Shifti Beveis Hashem, and there's no sin, because that's where Hashem is. So both Shabbos and Teshuvah bring Hashem into your presence, or you into Hashem's presence. When you're in the presence of Hashem and He's in your presence, there is no sin. Hence, Adam HaRishon sang a song to the day of Shabbos only when he understood the koach of Teshuvah. V'ata morav l'olam Hashem. You are exalted. You are so high forever, Hashem. Your enemies will be totally destroyed. But since I referred to Rabbi Zev Lev said about the tzaddik Tamar Yifrach, why is a tzaddik compared to a tamar? Because he said a tamar, which is one of the Shivat Haminim, which is also one of the Simanim of Rosh Hashanah, the tree has fruit, leaves, and thorns. The fruit, the dates, are sweet. They represent the tzaddikim. The leaves are neutral. They represent the Beinonim. And the thorns are prickly. They hurt. They represent the Rasha'im. But as long as Kal Yisrael always stays together, fruit, leaves, and thorns, you're all a necessary part of the plant. If you're a necessary part of the plant and you stick together, everyone has a tafkin and the plant is good. So when Kal Yisrael doesn't separate from each other, and Tzaddikim, Rasha'im, Beinonim, we all get together, we'll be judged favorably in the merit of each one with each other. Okay, fine. Shusulim beveis Hashem, like seedlings, like saplings planted in the house of Hashem. Bechatzos elokeinu yafrichu, in the courtyard of God, they will sprout. But when was this sung? When he understood the koach of teshuva. Let's look at it again. I'm not going to interrupt. I translated already. And then we'll go to the next paragraph of the Medrash. Hamizmor hazah Adam HaRishon Amru. Paga Adam HaRishon Bekayin. Amar lei ma nasa bedincha. Amar lei asisi teshuva v'niftarti. Hischa Adam HaRishon mitafech al panav. Amar kachu gadol kocha shel teshuva v'lo ha'yisi yodeya miyad amar Adam HaRishon v'amar mizmar shir v'yam HaShabbos. The power of Shabbos is equated with the power of teshuva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, so now let's go on. Okay, so the first part of the Medrash teaches us everything about Shabbos is Dabba. Oh, does someone know what Mitafeach means? Maybe we make kish specifically on wine because grapes were possibly what Adam and Isha ate, so there's tshuva in this mitzvah on Shabbos. Could be. First of all, there's a medrash. I have a medrash brachos rabba downstairs. The medrash goes through so many possibilities of what Adam and Isha ate. It's a very long list. I don't have medrash brachos rabba in front of me right now, but it's an extremely long list. The medrash gives a lot of possibilities about what they ate, and you learn something from each one. So if that would be the case, then you would have a lot of different choices of what to make kiddush on. Furthermore, I don't know, I think it's because wine brings a person to a place of simcha. It's an elevated drink. Ein simcha al babasar, ein simcha al b'yayin. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav Halacha Yod Ches, I believe, that a man has simchas yom tov, a woman has two nice garments, a child has two nuts and sweets, and a man has two basar and yayin. So I think yayin brings you to a place of simcha. Yain is used in the libation offerings of the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm not sure if it has anything to do. It could be there's a source. I don't know. I just don't hear it without seeing a source for sure, because the Medrash has so many possibilities of things that Adam and Isha ate. For example, one of them is an Esrog. There's a connection between Isha's sin and the Esrog. Pre-Eitz Hadar, Vateri Shikitav Eitz Semechum, Nechum Hulei Mayim. They use the word Hidr by both. So we don't drink Esrog juice. I don't know. It could be. I don't know. Mitafeach is cultivator. That's a Google Trends, swells up. Okay, I don't know if cultivator would fit. Swell I might fit in this context. Okay. Hitcheil Adam Arishon mitafeach apanav. Okay, so he clearly had some sense of astonishment, whatever exactly it was. And he said, "Kachu gadol kochus atashuva v'lo yisi odeim yad amar Adam Rishon v'amar mizmor liyom Shabbos." As an ode to teshuva, he composed a capital to Shabbos. It's just another reminder and reiteration how we must focus on Shorashim and Lashon Hakodesh. They tell you the whole entire story. Sometimes we don't know what the connection is. Sometimes we need Hashem to guide us along the path of finding the connection. But if roots, words share a shoresh, they have to be connected. Let's go on. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Hamismar hazah Adam Harishon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said, this mismar Adam Harishon said. Listen to this. Furthermore, what is the koach of Shabbos? Adam Harishon was told, don't eat from the fruit in the middle of the garden. The day you eat from it, you will die. Adam was supposed to die. Now we know Adam did not die. Adam lived for 930 years. Yes, he became mortal. He became mortal. But the pasuk says, "On the day you eat, from it, you shall surely die." On the day he ate from it, he did not surely die. He became mortal. So I don't understand. What does that mean? Hashem chos moshel kosh baruch hu emes maseches Shabbos nunhei. The seal of God is truth. So Hashem said, "You're going to die on the day you eat from it," but he didn't die. What gave him clemency? What granted him a life? 930 years he lived in Torah. 70 years went to David HaMelech. What happened? Look at the power of Shabbos. Shabbos came. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. Adam sinned on Rosh Hashanah, and it was on Erev Shabbos. He was created on Yom Shishi. So he's supposed to die. He sinned in like the ninth hour of the day. It's almost time for Shabbos. It's been a Shmasho. Shabbos comes. Adam's supposed to die. Who's going to save Adam Harishon? Who's his defense? Who's his sanegor in court? Lafisha bayom Shabbos v'nasa sanegor la'adam of Ne'akosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos came, and it became the defense counsel for Adam Arishon before God. Va'amar, Shabbos said, Ribon ha'olam, master of the world, b'sheishas yimei ha'maisa lo nahar, rag ish ba'olam, ubi atamat chazu. God, Seriously? The world has been around for 6 days, and there was never anyone who was killed in these 6 days. Ubi atamatchazu? You're going to start with me? The first death in the world, the first murder should happen on Heilige Shabbos? He kedushasi. Vizo hi birchasi. Shabbos is my kedusha. Shabbos is talking to God. Shabbos is full of kedusha. Shabbos is full of bracha. You're going to kill somebody on Shabbos? Nobody's been killed for 6 days of creation. Not that there was anyone to lose their life, but still, Amaisa, nothing died during 6 days of creation. You're going to start with me? What about my kedusha? What about my bracha? Shabbos becomes a sanegor. There's a kategor and a sanegor. That's why we don't wear gold on Yom Kippurim. In kategor nasa sanegor, the prosecutor can't become the defense. Chayda ego can't be our defense. That's why when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the avodah of Yom Kippurim, he didn't wear gold. And Sanhedrin is a defense prosecutor. Shabbos itself defended Adam. God said, you have to die the day you eat from it. Adam didn't die. God's not a liar. What happened? Who defended him? Shabbos gets up in court and he says, judge, 1 second. I have a defense. For 6 days of this week, nobody died. You're going to kill somebody on my day? What about my kedusha? What am I, my bracha? V'notza Adam harishon, medina shel gehenem bizchus Shabbos. In the merit of Shabbos, Adam HaRishon was saved from Gehenim. Ukeshara ad Adam kochel shel Shabbos. And when Adam saw the power of Shabbos, it's mamas on hetzolos nefashos Shabbos. Hischil mishorer. He began to sing. What did he sing? Mizmor shir. Shabbos. Once again, you could connect this to Teshuvah. Both Shabbos and Teshuvah save our lives. Shabbos saves our lives. Look at this unbelievable medrash. Adam was supposed to die. No, it didn't mean you will become mortal and you'll die hundreds of years later. Hashem said, on the day you eat from me, you will die. God's not a liar. God is the seal of truth. So what's going on here? Shabbos defended Adam. Hashem, how could you kill someone on my day? What about my kedusha? What about my bracha? Nobody died for the 6 days a week. Don't kill anyone on me. God said, you know what, you're right. Adam was saved from the fires of Gehenim on the merit of Shabbos. How, what a koach for us. This whole shir is about enhancing our ahava Shabbos, shmir Shabbos, zechira Shabbos, onig and kibbutz Shabbos. Look at the power of Shabbos to save a person from the fires of Gehenim. Teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avir, nisra, hagzeir. But the root of teshuvah is also the root of Shabbos. Shabbos, the schus of Shabbos, saves a person from the roa hagzera. How do I know? I don't know. The Yalkut Shimon, he tells us. Befevush. Look at the connection between Shabbos and Teshuvah. Just like Shabbos saves a person from the Dinam Shel Gehenim, so too Teshuvah saves a person from the Dinam Shel Gehenim. What did Adam do? He said, this is gewaldic. I can't believe it. I'm saved because of Shabbos. Mizmor shir liyom Shabbos. Let me sing a song. A zemer and a shir for Shabbos. How good it is to thank God, to sing to your exalted name, to tell in the morning of your kindness, and amuna in the night with all different kinds of musical instruments. Asur is a 10-string musical instrument, a nevel, a chinor. Let's go back to Medrash. Amar leha Shabbos. Oh, so Shabbos now comes to Adam HaRishon, and he says, Adam, Amar leha Shabbos. Shabbos says to Adam HaRishon, Veli ata omer haminon, you're singing the hymn to me? Aniva ata ne'amar haminon akash baruch. Shabbos comes to Adam, he says, I'm really happy I was able to save you, but you're thanking the wrong person, the wrong entity. You're singing a song to me. Let you and I sing together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so what did they say? Tov l'hodos l'Hashem. This is gewaldic. This is the medrash that I didn't even know I was looking for, that I was looking for, that I couldn't find. So I was at an impasse. So I said, Michal, just look in the sefer. I was literally like crying. I'm not joking. I'm really not joking. Chos Moshel Kosh Baruch Hu. Emes v'yavolach t'bedrachav midvar sheker tirchach. Parshas Mishpatim. I couldn't believe it. I was so overcome. I was really so overcome. How could it be up to you exactly in the Sefer? That means from last year, our first year, 5782, Hashem arranged that every single place we finish in the Sefer, I should be up to. Rav Shimshon Pinkus is telling you on Shabbos there's no sin. On Shabbos there's only Teshuvah. On Shabbos Hashem dwells in your house. And there he goes talking about the Aseres he made Teshuvah. So let's go back. So the first thing we learned in the Medrash is everything about Shabbos is double. The second thing we learned in the Medrash, Adam didn't realize the koach of Teshuvah till he met Kayin. When he realized the koach of Teshuvah, he sang a song to Shabbos. Because Shabbos and Teshuvah both have the koach to free us of sin. Third thing we learned in this Medrash is this beautiful, beautiful idea that Shabbos itself defended Adam. And Shabbos saved Adam from death. You know, all rise, the court is in session. Will defense please present their case? So Shabbos, the attorney gets up and says, yes, I have something to say in the defense of the accused. It's true, the accused is guilty, but judge, you are a judge of mercy. Why are you going to tarnish me, Shabbos, with his death? God said, you're right. I will grant clemency. Adam Arishon said, Givaldik, thank you, lawyer. Thank you, Shabbos. Mizmor Shir, Liyom HaShabbos. Shabbos comes to Adam and says, what are you thanking me for? Thank the judge. He could have overruled my defense. Don't thank me. Thank the judge. Let you and I together thank the judge. And therefore, Shabbos and Adam saying together, Tov Hodos Hashem. It is so good to thank God. Whew! We're not finished. We're not finished. I'm a Rabbi Levi B'Shem Rabbi Nizera. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. A song of a song for the day of Shabbos. Shalosh Shimsha Imo Afela. Why do we sing a song to Shabbos? Because Shabbos, there was no darkness associated with the creation of Shabbos. Atamotze b'chol yom k'si vayhi erev vayhi boker. I was going to screen share with you, take you back to Perek Aleph to show you. See, it says in my notes, SS. SS does not mean what sometimes we think it means. In my notes, it means screen share. I want to take you back to Bereishis Perek Aleph and screen share. I don't have time. So you could go look up in the Chumash if you want. Every single day, by Maisa Bereishis, it says, Vayihi erev vayihi boker yom echad. Vayihi erev vayihi boker yom hasheni. Vayihi erev vayihi boker yom hashishi. By Shabbos, it doesn't say Vayihi erev vayihi boker. Go look up in Chumash. It doesn't say. Why? Because erev is darkness. It's a fela. With every single day you find Atamotze b'chol yom k'si vayihi erev vayihi boker. There was a fela. There was choshech. There was erev. There was irbuvia. There's darkness. During the days of the week, there's confusion. Erev, irbuvia. There's darkness. There's a fela. We look at the events in the real. We don't understand anything. Yom HaShabbos ain k'si v'imo erev. When it comes to Yom HaShvi, which is Yom HaShabbos, doesn't say anything about erev. Because on Shabbos, there's no confusion. And on Shabbos, there's no darkness. The next teaching of the Medrash, I don't exactly understand it. I didn't take it out. It's more esoteric. It's interesting. I'm a Rabbi Levi, not that I don't understand. It's a unusual concept. I'm a Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Nizera. Lamed vav sha'os hayayom. The day was 36 hours long. I was thinking immediately what came to mind is perhaps this corresponds to the Lamed vav tzadikim in every generation. The Shabbos was this period of this exalted first Shabbos, about which we're learning so much about, which connects so unbelievably to Teshuvah, was 36 hours long. It reminded me of the Lamed Vavniks in every generation that hold up the world. Just like Shabbos holds up the world, perhaps those Lamed Vav Tzadikim got their koach from this first day of Shabbos, which was 36 hours long. Shneim Asar Shel Erev Shabbos, there were 12 hours of Erev Shabbos. V'shneim Asar Shel Leil Shabbos, there were 12 hours of Shabbos night. V'shneim Asar Shel Shabbos. So there's the 12-hour period of Erev Shabbos, the 12-hour period of Leil Shabbos, the 12-hour period of Shabbos. And perhaps just like Shabbos holds up the world, these 36 hours infused in every generation, a Lamed Vav, 36 tzaddikim who hold up our world. V'is and Kiman da'amar, like people say, Lein kvodo imo. I'm not exactly sure what this means. V'is and Kiman da'amar, like people say, Lan kvodo imo. There's something talking about something about the 36 hours. Let's just get to the end of the Medrash. U'b'motze Shabbos, Zimono kosh baruch hu shnei ra'afim, V'hikshin zelaze, V'yatza ha'or, mi'b'nehim. U'b'motze Shabbos, Hashem prepared for Adam two stones, and he rubbed them together, he hit them against each other, and light came out from between them, fire. V'hivdil alav borei me'orei ha'ish. And Adam HaRishon said, borei me'orei ha'ish. L'fichach anu mavdilin al arba motzei Shabbos. Is this not the most beautiful Medrash? It's Yalkut Shimoni Tetzahil 92. It's so beautiful. Unbeknownst to me, it was exactly what I was looking for. When Tuesday night it first popped into my head that, wow, there's something going on here with Shabbos and Teshuvah. And on Motzei Shabbos, Hashem brought him two stones. This also brought down, by the way, in the Gemara, Pesachim 54a also talks about this, that Adam had two stones together. He rubbed them, fire came out. And so who was the first one to say, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh? Borei, the creator, Me'orei, the light, Ha'esh, a fire. Adam HaRishon. Lafichach, therefore, Anu Mavdilin Al-Or, but Motzei Shabbos. That's why we make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos on fire, because back to that first time, Adam, who was saved in the zchus of Shabbos. Adam, who learned the power of Teshuvah. And he was saved. and he learned the power of Teshuvah. And Shabbos was his defense, and he sang a song to God. He lived through the first Shabbos. God gave him intelligence and power. He created these stones with fire. He created fire with stones. And then he made Havdalah. To end our shiur, you can see my own notes. I prepared this whole sheet for you, and here we go. What is the connection between Shabbos and Teshuvah? Well, here's what I was thinking after this whole amazing, amazing Midrash, tied into exactly where we're up to in the Sefer. Why does Rav Pinchas say this is where we're up to? When I was a young yeshiva bachar, I once heard a certain speaker who gave a talk on Shabbos on the subject of teshuvah. And I said to the speaker, we're not supposed to do teshuvah on Shabbos. I mean, we don't recite vidui on Shabbos. And the speaker chuckled and he said to me, Shabbos is not a day of teshuvah. On the contrary, Shabbos is all about return to Hashem. Teshuvah, shav means return. Shav means repent. Shav is the root for Shabbos. Of course we don't say vidui on Shabbos, but that's because Shabbos itself brings us close to Hashem, just like Teshuvah brings us close to Hashem. Chazal say, just as the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah is a special time, dear Shu Hashem b'imatzo, seek God where he can be found, and prayers offered during these 10 days don't go unanswered, so too regarding Shabbos, tefillah on Shabbos is like tefillah on Yom Kippur, as a special power. On Shabbos there isn't even a hint of sin, so I don't know if I could get a greater, I feel like it's Haskama Min Shamaya. I can't believe I'm up to you on the Sefer. I can't believe what Pinchas is talking about. I can't believe Tuesday night, I realized teaching, there has to be a connection between Shabbos and Teshuvah. I'm at an impasse, I can't find it, I decide to read the Sefer, this is where it's up to our mamash, my daughter comes to the kitchen, she says, Mommy, what's wrong? And then Baruch Hashem, Hashem guided me. And I have this chus of sharing with you. What is the connection between Shabbos and Teshuvah? I know our time's up, I need 2 minutes, I have to go through this. If you have to leave, I do understand, but I must finish this. What is the connection between Shabbos and Teshuvah? So I made a few different connections. On Shabbos, we cease involvement with this world. Teshuvah is cessation from sin and enticement of this world. But trying to put the whole shir together, okay? Let's conclude. There has to be deep connections between the Shavat of Shabbos and the Shavta and the Shifti of Teshuvah. On Shabbos, we cease involvement with this world. Teshuvah is the same. It is cessation from sin and enticement of this world. On Shabbos, we recognize the supremacy of Hashem. When we repent, it is because we recognize the supremacy of Hashem. Shabbos restores the soul. Shabbos is the Meshuv Nefesh. Teshuvah restores the soul. Meshuv Nefesh, oh my gosh, it's the same root. Teshuvah restores the soul. Shabbos brings harmony to the world. Teshuvah brings harmony to the world. What a way to end the year of Torah, Baruch Hashem. Mamish, Mizmar Shul Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Ho Dosa Hashem, L'Zam L'Shimcha Elyon. So we've so far given 4 reasons that there has to be connections between Shabbos and Teshuvah. Shabbos is Shabbat, cessation from being involved in the world. Teshuvah is cessation from the inanities of this world and the enticement of this world. They both denote cessation. It brings you closer to God. Shabbos is recognizing Hashem as the Melech. Rosh Hashanah is coronation day. When we crown Hashem as Melech, He is the supreme ruler. Both Shabbos teaches us that and Teshuvah teaches us that. Shabbos is a Meshiv Nefesh. The root is Meshiv. Teshuvah is a Meshiv Nefesh. Shabbos brings Shalom to the world. Shabbat, Shalom, and harmony. Teshuvah, this is not normal. Teshuvah brings Shlemus to a person and to the world. Shabbos brings Shalom. Teshuvah brings Shlemus. Obviously, it's the exact same Shorosh in both cases. And finally, as we learned a few months ago, keeping just 1 or 2 Shabbosos, depending different Mamei Chazal, leads to immediate redemption. So too Teshuvah will lead to immediate redemption. How do you know? Because the Baal term to this week's Parsha, Perek Lamed Pasuk Ches, says, She'im tashuv b'teshuvah shalema, miyad tehe nigal. If we repent with complete repentance, we will immediately be redeemed. We learned here a few months ago, the Midrash says if we keep 1 Shabbos, the Gemara says if we keep 2 Shabbosos, we spend some time on that. You'll immediately be redeemed. Just like Shabbos leads to Geula Shalema, says the Baal term, Teshuvah leads to Geula Shalema. Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Ho Dos Hashem. Mizmar Zah Adam HaRishon Amru. Paga Adam HaRishon B'Kayin. Amar Le, Ma Nesa B'Dincha. Amar Le, Asisi Teshuvah Niftarti. Hitcha Adam HaRishon Mitafeach Al Panav and Amar. Kachu Godo Kocho Shel Teshuvah. Lo Hayisi Yodea. Miyar Amar Amar Adam HaRishon V'Amar Mizmar Shir. Yom HaShabbos. Says of Shimshon Pinchas. When a Jew comes home on Shabbos evening, he raises a Kiddush cup. He's declaring Hashem is the creator of everything. And he merits atonement for his sins through Shabbos, just like we do through Teshuvah, as if you offered Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And so one of the first things that happens to a Jew on Shabbos is that his sins are erased. One of the first things that happens to a Jew through the process of Vishavta al Hashem Elokecha is that his sins are erased. I thank you all for joining. I thank our sponsor, Ein Anachnu Maspikim Lehodos. I thank the Ribono Shel Olam for his Torah, HaKadosha, for guiding me. I thank God for the gift of Shabbos and for the Matana of Teshuvah, both through Shabbos and Teshuvah. Miyad Tehei Nigal. It's my last class of 5782. I wish you all a meaningful Shabbos, an uplifting process of Teshuvah. Alvai we should be zocha to the Geula Asida that will come both in the Schus of Shmir Shabbos and Asiyas Teshuvah. Thank you so much. I thank my father-in-law for taking the time to join. Besuras Tovas, good Shabbos, and Kasiva, Vechasima Tova to all. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov.